Right, Rick speaking.
Hey, Rick, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ruben. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Do you have a minute?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so the first thing I just want to go over DACA, we haven't received our documents back yet.
Okay.
So I can't give you guys any payment, I know, until we clear that up. But the other question I have is, I don't understand this invoice because I had a completely different, I just don't understand the payment and what we're paying here. Can you walk me through this?
I'll try. Let's see. This is what I got back from our accounts receivable folks. I may not be completely familiar with it, but let me see if I can help you put it together.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So what do we got here? This is... Where is it? Okay, so the order is referencing a pump station 431 project. If you look at the top right hand corner, where it says your purchase order WASA PS 431, these are all the components that go along with that.
Oh, I didn't understand that. Okay, so there's the big difference is there's two pumps here and then a control panel to operate the pumps, correct?
Yeah, and there's some miscellaneous accessories.
But the control panel is the big, big amount.
Where is the control panel?
Because it's 35 grand.
Where is that discharge connection? See that you got some pumps, connections, chains, sensors. Brackets, hatches. And control panel. Yep. So that's a complete system there.
Are there sales tax on it? Is there sales tax on this?
It says net amount before taxes on the invoice.
Net amount what?
It.
Do you guys not charge sales tax? I would assume you would. Because you're in the same state.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends. You know, there is no sales tax in here. Net amount before sales tax is what it says.
I think the customer wanted to pay wanted us to finance sales tax. But why wouldn't there be sales tax? I'm just confused. Why? Because if you guys are in Florida, don't you collect sales tax from customers in Florida?
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. This does not have any sales tax in it. It says net amount before taxes.
Yeah, so we need to get... Can you get this updated?
Listen, it took me a world of hurt to try to pull these invoices out of our business systems. This is what was sent out on that job. Is this the right job? And furthermore, you said you haven't even heard back from DACA?
Well, I haven't got their documents back. I think they're working on them, but I don't have them to pay you actually right now. Yeah, I don't have the physical documents to pay you yet. I don't know if they've. I'm not their sales rep. I'm the underwriter on the file.
Gotcha. I don't know how successful I'm going to be trying to get you additional information other than what's been provided. Considering it's taken me a month to get you this, they're a massive corporation, and there's just.
Yeah, but wouldn't it make sense to have, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, we're all on the same team, I don't understand, you guys charge sales tax, so shouldn't the invoices have sales tax?
Yeah, there are a lot of instances where we don't charge sales tax. Let's say we sold something directly to a city that was tax exempt.
Okay.
I think because a lot of most of our work actually goes to directly to counties and cities and whatnot that are tax exempt.
Is this customer tax exempt?
No.
So, I'm sorry. I don't, like I said, I'm not trying to be a difficult person to deal with. If the customer is not tax exempt, why isn't there sales tax on the invoice?
Yeah, well, you know, and you're also talking to a sales rep that processes their equipment. I have no idea how our account payable or invoicing folks deal with this sort of thing. So, I mean, this is the best that I got for you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to shoot, hold on.
And quite honestly, DACA should have the same information, and they should actually have an updated version, perhaps that even shows tax. I would try to follow up with them to see if they can give you an updated version. This is really all I got for you.
Okay, hold on a second.
except in so far as within British politics and within politics in many British countries, the European Union is used as a scapegoat.
Hold on.
It's too much regulation. We pay it too much money. There is truth to all of that. Of course it is. Yes, there is bureaucracy in the speaking. Yes, it is a slow organization. Yes, it has a significant tool. But I think what we are learning is that if you scapegoat the EU, scapegoat us, which is not the politicians around your suit, and it's very convenient to scapegoat when you want to blame somebody else for your country.
Okay, so yeah. And yeah, because I think we're just kind of the vendor sent me. Are you there, Rick?
Sure.
The attached invoice. I explained that we cannot pay because we do not have. And so you're saying this might be an old invoice?
Correct.
Okay, the customer, right?
That's dramatic. All these Brits breaking out the Union of Great Britain, the United Kingdom, are very keen on making sense of the EU. And you know that the Great Britain was voted against last year. It was voted against it. But it is quite possible that if the EU is very progressive, that there will be another part of the first referendum. There will also be issues between the Irish process and indeed the Irish border.
Give me 1 second. I'm just downloading this invoice. And if I need to, once we obviously get our docs back, I can talk to someone at your company and kind of talk to your accounts receivable and figure this out, correct?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm going to have the sales rep reach out to Doc and see, you know, what the update is, and hopefully we can take it from there. I'll be gone for part of the day, but you will hear from me later. Thanks for your time, Rick. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.